Okay, hi everyone. Well, this is now the exact moment of this open research dev room, and thank you for being here. But first, well, let me introduce myself and my team. Well, actually, I'm not alone on this slide, because I didn't want to take credit for a tool that I didn't develop myself, or at least, well, I'm an occasional contributor, I'd say, because the main developer of Xan is Yomgi the Real, Guillaume Plick. And sadly, he couldn't be here today, so instead you have me, Béatrice Masvoyer, research engineer. And you also have Benjamin Octavanou, our manager and also a very enthusiastic user of Xan. And we all work as research engineers in the Media Lab, which is a sociology lab. And you'll see later why this is important, because actually Xan was developed in this specific context. So what is Xan? It's actually a command line tool that you can use, so in your terminal, to manipulate CSV data. And the idea is not ours, because Xan has actually been forked from another project called XSV that is not maintained anymore. And it was created in Rust by Burnt Sushi. If you don't develop in Rust, know that Burnt Sushi developed mainly half of the current Rust ecosystem, so he's really a celebrity. And he, well, apparently decided that XSV was not his priority anymore. And so now Xan was completely rewritten from that baseline to fit our needs. So why do we use Xan? And this is going to be the outline of my presentation. We use Xan because first, we love the CSV format. Second, because we love the terminal, of course. Third, for sure, because Xan is easy to use. And fourth, because Xan is fast. So why we love the CSV format? I underline the we, because apparently this is an unpopular opinion. And well, there are many reasons why we should love the CSV format. Guillaume already wrote a love letter to the CSV format that you can find online. And it's an unpopular opinion because, well, this love letter started a flame war on Hacker News with hundreds of people like telling how much they hate the CSV format. So, well, let me focus maybe on one point why we love it. It's mainly because actually we don't work with engineers. We work with social scientists. And these are normal people. They like reading text and being able to edit text in a textual format. And since CSV is that simple and CSV is text, this is the first reason. The second reason is because social scientists are used to tabular data. Well, I have to include myself in the lot after 6 years working with those people. So we, as social scientists, we often think in terms of variables, so columns, spread across a population of individuals, rows. And, well, we actually have lots of different tools dealing with tabular data, Excel, Stata, R, Pandas, you name it. And so CSV is actually the format to interpret those variety of tools. So, why do we love the terminal? Well, maybe you could say we love it because we are old. That could. But let me focus on something else. We love it because we do repetitive tasks. And so the terminal is actually a shortcut. And well, thank you, Paul, for sending the meme. It was perfect. second, because it's actually an archive of our previous activities. And thirds, because the family land doesn't change much, or at least hadn't changed much in the last decades. So actually, we can continue doing our repetitive task always the same way. And we like it. So now that you understand why we love the CSV format and why we use the Saminal, let me explain why you should, and actually we do, manipulate our CSV data in the terminal with Xan. And we do it because Xan is really easy to use. And well, first reason why Xan is easy to use, it's actually because you don't need to know a lot of Xan to get started and actually to adopt it very fast. So actually, you just need to know maybe two, three, four commands in Xan to actually benefit from it. And maybe you will have the rest of your data management pipeline in another coding language, maybe in Python, maybe in R, who knows. So just don't read the doc, read the quick tour. Test it, and you will probably adopt it maybe just for those quick use cases. So what commands are the most useful? To answer that question, I asked five colleagues to search for their Xan history and send me the result. So let me present this highly representative survey. Well, the most important command, of course, is XanView, alias XanV. It's actually really the only command that you should know if you should only know one. It only shows a tabular file in a nice format, of course, with colors depending on the type, etc. But also, it's the last command that you will use in the end of your Xan pipeline to show the results of what you did. Then there is Xan headers or Xan H, and it shows, well, the headers of your file header. So the syntax here is also simple, Xan headers, my file. And then, well, if there are duplicates in the name of the columns, they will be shown in red. Actually, I was surprised by this one being the third one because it's not the easiest. Because actually, XanMap is applying the same operation to all rows in your CSV file. But of course, you have to then know a bit about the syntax of the operations that you can apply. So maybe it's not for today. Maybe today you can focus on Xan search, which is really easy to use. You just do Xan search and then a phrase. Of course, you can also use regex. Apply it on your file and then use XanView to visualize the results. Here, I selected one specific column and you get all the lines that contain your search. And the last for today, but of course not the last in Xan, is Xan frequency that apparently everyone calls XanFrec, and it computes the frequency of a modality in a column. So for example, here, apparently most lines were created in 2022 October. The second reason why Xan is really easy to use is actually because it takes CSV in and it gives CSV out. So of course you can write the results of your pipeline in a new CSV file, but also it means that Xan is very modular since you can pipe commands into one another. And here we have the perfect example of a user who wrote this on our GitHub 3 days ago, I think. Well, I had to note what's the meaning of ETDF. It's apparently an empirical cumulative distribution function. And that's his use case, and he's using Xan to do it. So he's piping a Xan progress into a Xan map, then doing a Xan group by, et cetera, ending with a Xan plot. And actually, don't make fun of Tibor Schneider, Because you might end up being doing the same or maybe worse, because actually that's the way you programming Xen. Well, also Xen is easy to use because it's full of useful tricks. Well, I will name a few of them that I use a lot, but I probably forgot a lot of them. The one I really like is the ability to use the wildcard operator when you select columns, which means that you don't have to type the entire name of your columns. So here, for example, I select all columns that contain site, sorry, in my file. But it also means that if I don't want to type site address, I could only write a site A and wildcard and get my column. Another useful trick is XenHist that plots a histogram. But if you use it with temporal data, you can use the dates parameter, and it will actually add empty rows for missing dates in the data so that you can have a correct temporal histogram. Well, another one is the ability to highlight some phrase when you flatten the data. So here you have your data that is Xen flattened, and you use the highlight here to highlight every part of your data that contains this phrase. And a very quick one, Xen Parallel Cat lets you concatenate several CSV files together. And since it does it in a parallel manner, then you can pre-process each file. Well, this step is not done after concatenating the data, but before. So here, for example, you have like a bunch of CSV data from 2022. So we are Xen Parallel Cat to those CSV files, and then pre-processing it by searching for parliament, and then, of course, highlighting the parliament in the result so that we get this data. Then, of course, let's be honest, the main reason why we use Xen is because it is fast. So how fast is Xen? It's the question I will try to answer with a quick demo. So actually, I created three scripts. One that is computing a frequency using the Python standard library, one that is computing it using Pandas, and one that is computing it using Polars. So if you're new to that ecosystem, Pandas is actually using Cython to accelerate the process, and Polars is actually using Rust to accelerate it. So you would expect that the Python standard library is the slowest. We'll see that it's not always the case. Pandas a bit faster, Polars really faster, and well, of course, Xen the fastest of them all. But let's see that. So here you have some CSV file. Few tweets and many tweets are the two files we'll see. So let's apply a Xen frequency on the few tweets. Oopla. Xen frec. User. Up. Xenview. Okay, so this is the kind of data that we get. So these are the most retweeted user in my dataset, in the small dataset. Now let's benchmark it on the big dataset. Oh, well, actually, you have to know that my dataset contains 9 gigabytes, and so it does it in 9 seconds. Sorry. Okay, then let's do the same in Python. Well, do we really have the time for the okay, well, let's keep the two of them. Well, Pandas is slow because it has to load everything in RAM. So it takes actually the same time as the Python standard library. Well, let's see Polars, which is written in Rust, so the same language as Xen. And well, actually, let's use HTOP to see also how Polars used the RAM. So Python frequency Polars, and then I'm giving it the many tweets file. And well, actually, I don't want to see up. Oh. Oh, no. clack. Payant, activate. First then. No. How did I name it? clack, 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 clack. Thank you. Okay. So, Python. No. Time. Python. Frequency. Polars. Many tweets into slash dev slash null. And, well. Let's start it. 3 seconds. So you will tell me, okay, Polars is actually faster than Xen. This is true, but it's also because if I start it again, you will see that it's actually using all processors as my of my computer. See. And actually, I can do the same with Xen. So if I do Xen Thrux here, but I use the dash p, then I start it in a parallelized manner, and then it only takes 1 second. So actually, using all the processors of my computer, Xen is actually faster than Polars. I think this will be the end of my presentation. Thank you very much for hearing me, and I'm open for questions. Yeah, well, yeah, sorry, I will rephrase the question. So the question is, have you heard of DuckDB, and how do you compare it to Xen? And so actually I haven't tested, but well, the philosophy is quite different.